USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Today, after more than 40 protesters were killed by security forces, Iraq's prime minister announced that he would submit his resignation to parliament, a step that carries uncertainty for the entire government and stirred fears of a bigger political crisis. The move by Adel Abul Mahdi came 13 months after he took office and followed calls by Iraq's top Shiite cleric for lawmakers to withdraw support. At least four protesters were killed in the hours after the announcement in continuing violence in Baghdad and southern Iraq. Word of the planned resignation triggered celebrations by anti-government protesters who have been camped out for nearly 2 months in Baghdad's Tahrir Square. Young men and women broke into song and dance under the sparkle of fireworks crackling from every corner of the plaza, the epicenter of the leaderless protest movement, which seeks an end to sectarian government and election and anti-corruption reforms. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Former Japanese Prime Minister Yoshiro Nakasone, a giant of his country's post-World War II politics, who pushed for a more assertive Japan while strengthening his military ties with the United States, has died. He was 101 years old. As a World War II Navy officer, Nakasone witnessed the depths of his country's utter defeat and devastation. 4 decades later, he presided over Japan in the 80s at the pinnacle of its economic success. Black Friday enthusiasts woke up before dawn and traveled cross-state to their favorite malls in search of hot deals, kicking off a shortened shopping season that intensified the scramble between Thanksgiving and Christmas. But the ever-growing popularity of online shopping and holiday discounts that started weeks earlier lightened the frenzy. This year, more people got a head start on gift hunting, lured by deals from retailers trying to compensate for the shorter season. The shopping season this year is the shortest since 2013 because Thanksgiving fell on the last Thursday in November, the latest possible date it could be. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Stocks fell broadly on Wall Street following a shortened trading session a day after the Thanksgiving holiday that left the market slightly below the record highs. Technology, healthcare, and industrial stocks accounted for a big slice of the selling. Several big retailers also dragged the market lower as traders watched for signs that Black Friday got off to a strong start. Energy stocks took the heaviest losses as crude oil prices fell sharply. Even with the pullback, the S&P 500 notched its 7th weekly gain in 8 weeks. The three major stock index have notched multiple record highs in recent weeks that helped drive their gains in the month of November. A powerful storm making its way east from California is causing major disruptions during this year's busiest travel weekend, as forecasters warn that intensifying snow and ice could thwart millions of people across the country hoping to get home after the Thanksgiving weekend. A storm caused the death of at least one person in South Dakota and shut down highways in the western United States, stranding drivers in California. The storm is expected to track east through the weekend to the Midwest by Saturday and the Northeast on Sunday, pummeling a huge portion of the country with snow, ice, and flash flooding. The National Weather Service said travel could become impossible in some areas. Airlines for America, the airlines industry trade group, expects 3.1 million passengers during what could be the busiest day ever recorded for American air travel. Airlines continue to say they're operating as usual, but they will continue to monitor the weather. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.